Yeah, there's a lot of towns and villages that will be able to apply for this funding. There's up to 15 million to be in it, as has been announced today, for towns and villages. And, you know, this is very, very important for the towns and villages of Donegal, because, you know, we do need to regenerate a lot of the towns and villages. There are towns and villages in our county that, you know, have a lot of shops and retail units that are lying empty. We have, you know, an opportunity now for groups, especially community groups and, you know, the tidy towns groups and all these, to come on board, get applications in and, you know, revitalise these towns and villages. But I would stress, Catherine, that it's very, very important that this money, you know, is distributed to the small towns and villages, that it's not all spent on the bigger towns. And that's, you know, something that we have to be very, very careful of, and something that we need to make sure that doesn't happen.
In terms of the year ahead now, and indeed the weeks ahead, will there be enough time for the likes of Ballyliffin and other towns and villages in Ashuin to apply for this funding ahead of the Irish Open?
No, those towns will not be able to get their applications on, or will not be granted in time for before the Irish Open. So Ballyliffin did get 100,000 last year through the scheme, and we would hope that, you know, other towns and towns that maybe have already started projects that have spent money in town over the last couple of years, we'll be able to go back in this year to finish those projects, because there are projects that have started around the county and around, especially here in Ashuin. We have projects that have started and we would like to see them finished, and hopefully there'll be an opportunity for those groups to go back in to get those, you know, small things finished within the towns. It makes such a difference, especially to, you know, the tidy towns groups, as I say, and those type of organisations that are working extremely hard, voluntary committees, and it's an opportunity for them, and it's an opportunity for us to make sure that that money is spent, you know, in the right manner, in the right way, to help those groups to get to the point that they want to get to raise their points in the tidy towns, and to make their villages look as best they can.